Hello and welcome to Press TV's Top 5. I'm Marzia Hashimi. Thanks so much for being with us. First story takes us right here in Iran, where the leader of the Islamic Revolution has called for strengthening the Iranian army's capabilities. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei said no effort should be spared to achieve the goal. He expressed hope that Iran's army will grow more efficient and more powerful day by day. Ayatollah Khamenei also hailed the army's top commander for his recent remarks, in which he said all Iranian armed forces will stand united in the face of enemies. The leader made the comments in a meeting with a group of senior army officers. Crossing over right here in Tehran, Sayyid Mostafa Khoshchesh, journalist and political commentator. Thank you so much for being with us. Well, talk to us about the significance and the timing of the leader's comments in dealing with the strengthening of Iranian army's capabilities.
Hello, Marzia, and thanks for having me. Well, as a matter of fact, for a nation that has been under the constant threat of military option by the United States as a world power, as well as its allies like Israel, and very recently, of course, Saudi Arabia, it's not strange to go after reinvigorating its military capabilities, considering that just a couple of weeks ago, Iranian military advisors in Syria came under attack by Israel. But despite the allegations made by the United States and its allies, the Iranian military power is serving peace and stability in the region as it's a kind of deterrent against the United States pulling power and excessive demands, and its reckless and careless attitude towards all enemy states and those that are opposing the United States in this part of the world, especially Iran. And at a time when the Israelis are trying to raise the stakes in Syria, so Iran needs to grow more powerful in order to keep the balance and the equation in the region. But despite the propaganda launched by the mainstream media in the West, Iran's growing power in various areas of science and technology, including its military capabilities and military power, is serving not only peace and security in this part of the world, but also it has merits for other nations in this region and beyond. If we have time, I'll explain that, of course.
All right. And looking at the overall situation, if we look at the role that Iran has been playing in general in the region, and we compare, if we compare the advancement of the forces of the Islamic Republic, especially when we look at the more recent events that happened in the region within the last five or so years, and when the leader again stresses the importance of strengthening the army, do you think that we're looking at a situation that, of course, Iran many times has said that it is only looking at defending its territory or that of friends who may ask them to defend it? But do you think that Iran will expand that territorial possibilities in helping others that want them to help them?
Well, you know, Iranian officials have never been shy of declaring that if they are requested by any nation, even Saudi Arabia, for help and to stand against hostile terrorists or hostile forces from outside the region, Iran would certainly rush to their aid. That's a very, clear fact. The point is that Iran is sharing, it has always been offering to share its science and technological advancements in various areas with other nations, the third world countries, the developing nations, and especially the Muslim states. And it has always offered to, transfer its military technology to the Muslim states in return for nothing. We know that nations are very fond of exporting their military products, but they would not, provide you with the technology of their military advancements. But Iran has been offering to, share the same technology, not just in military fields, but also in other areas that it has been pioneering, in nanotechnology, science, in nuclear technology, satellite technology, and others, with all the nations that are in need. So The IRGC right now is a force behind the stability in the region. We all know that the United States launched, two wars in this region that directly or indirectly, the United States is responsible for the start of terrorism in this part of the world. They have admittedly, according to Hillary Clinton and others, launched the Al-Qaeda. They are responsible for terrorism and spread of terrorism in this part of the world. The IRGC has been putting an end to these terrorist groups that are endangering lives of people throughout the world.
I'm going to have to interrupt you. I appreciate you being with us, but we're out of time. Sayed Mostafa Khoshchesh, journalist and political commentator.